enough of it out there, but hey, if you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22. I'm going to finish this series on our mind this morning, and next week I got a whole new message I'm bringing. Last week I mentioned that when it comes to our thinking process, our mind, our will, and our emotions, it's like, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Last week I mentioned that we can change our attitude. Sometimes we can even bring ourselves down by what we're thinking. I'm agree to that. But I mean, is that if we have that in our heart, like, you know what, no matter what I'm facing, today's the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be what? Now notice that is a choice too. I know this for a fact. I know Jeff didn't get a chance to go deep into it. Remember the loaves and fishes? The boy brought it. Many times they were sent out for the family to go get the meal for that day or that week and bring it home. Are you hearing me? How many knows every blessing usually requires a sacrifice? How many have seen that as reality? And generally if we make that sacrifice, the Lord always brings it back. Sometimes we're waiting for the Lord to bless us so then we can make a sacrifice. Oh, I'm preaching now. But generally when you stretch out, can you imagine that you were sent out to go get lunch or dinner today for the family? And on the way, somebody asked you, hey, Jesus needs your lunch. Oh, say amen. How many want to be obedient to give it up and say, Lord, I'm going to give it to you? Because I believe that boy, whoever that was. Now picture this. Can you imagine this? That boy is still talked about a few thousand years later. We don't know his name. Listen, sometimes we have to realize a little sacrifice in Jesus' hands will go forever in eternal realm. Amen? I want to make this statement to you. What's in your heart is what's on your mind. What's in your heart is what's on your mind. You in Matthew 22, look at verse 36. It says, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. Now notice that if we're going to love God, God's requirement is, listen, if you're going to love the Lord, love Him with everything you got. Your heart, soul, mind, your strength. I really believe that Christianity needs to start there. It's not a matter how close we can get to sin or how far we can get to sin. It's like, Lord, I'm going to love You. And if you're loving somebody, how many knows they're on your mind? True? They're on your mind. They're part of your day. They're part of what you're doing. If we're going to have a mind that's ruled by Christ, we need to start by loving Him. Because that'll cancel out a whole lot of other stuff we don't need. It isn't a mind of having an empty head. It's like, Lord, I'm going to love You first. And then Jesus said this, love the Lord your God, and also love people as yourself. This fulfills all the laws and the commands. Can you imagine how much our hearts will change the more we fall in love with God? Now, I know many of you love the Lord here. We can love Him more, true? It needs to be a daily thing. I've realized this, and you see it in Christianity. A lot of times people's love grows cold. It didn't mean they didn't love the Lord, but now they've let it grow cold. And see, you can never be neutral. It's either you're for Him or against Him. Come on. You may not say, I'm living for the devil, but your lifestyle may not line up with the Word. And there's something about Christianity today as a whole. I see that many times compromise seems to be the flavor of the day. Come on, don't compromise your faith. Don't compromise your stance. Live all out for God. Be quick to repent if you make a mistake. But if we're going to walk in this area and our mind needs to renew, notice that we're going to love God with our soul, our mind, and everything we got. Now, if I'm loving God, is He working within me? Yes or no? Is He working within me? Then we need to change first. Many times we look at all the things that need to be changed. Lord, change me. Change me first. And one of the areas is that I got to renew this mind. This mind is carnal by nature. It's not subject to the laws of God. So I got to change this mind to line up with this Word. Amen? And I know this for a fact. The more spiritually minded we become, the more worth we have on this planet. I'm serious. We have more worth on this planet because we can see insight into things that we couldn't see when we were just carnal. God can tip us off on areas of needs or things we need to do. He can even make us smarter concerning the kingdom of God. Jesus is not willing that any should perish. Now, here's how much God thinks about you. As many as the sands of the sea, that's what my thoughts are towards you, says the Lord. Isn't that awesome? You can't even count how many times he's thinking about us. I think that is so fantastic. It isn't like in heaven, like he's got so many people that, you know what, in 6,437 days, or years, or 10 years, or 5 million years, I'll get around to thinking about you. No, before I got up, as many as he's been thinking about me. Isn't that cool? I can just see him thinking about us, knowing that, hey, I got to prepare a place for you. I can't wait to have you with me one day. But while you're here, be ambassadors. Do what I want you to do. Then one day I'll receive you up into glory. Come on. How many of us that we have a mission now? But we have to be mindful of it. We have to get up in the morning and say, you know what, this is the day the Lord has made. I will what? You got to speak it to you. You got to say, no, I will rejoice and be what? Regardless of there's 6 feet of snow outside. Amen. I will rejoice and be what? Glad in it. Then, Lord, I'm going to be patient today. That you've made this day, Lord, help me. Amen. Lord, today's the day. If I have him on my mind, then you know what? I can think about him. Oh, I wish I could think about him as much as he's thinking about me. I got a ways to go. Sometimes whatever we're dealing with sometimes captivates some things. Am I being truthful there? Sometimes you got to do this and do this. Well, Lord, help me to have a word-ruled mind. Help me to start taking those thoughts captive and realize what's really important. It said in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, if you take notes, thou shalt love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Well, why look at that there? When you start minding something, you start to put effort to that area. Now, did anybody's mind wander during worship today? Let me see your hand. Okay? How many ever snap back into it and like, okay, I'm singing again? How many knows your body can go right through the motion? You can actually mouth, you can actually close your eyes, lift your hands, sing the song, and be thinking about something totally different. Yes or no? You can do it. And you wonder like, okay, Lord, I want to be fully engaged. True? Sometimes you got to shake yourself and say, you know what? I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to concentrate on him. That's something we all have to do. And sometimes our attention span becomes really short. Sometimes you can think about a million things. Amen? Well, when it comes to the house of God, how many knows he deserves even my thinking aspect to be locked in? How many knows Jesus said that you worship me outwardly, but your heart is far from me? Come on, Lord, I want my heart to be with you in every area. Now, the Lord knows that we have some issues. Say amen. But hopefully as we get more and more like Christ, we start to deal with our issues. When it comes to people, if I'm going to start focusing on him, then you know what? I can't forget people either. They need to be part of what I think about. Amen. I get my relationship right with God, then you know what? He always sends us to people. They need help. Minister to them. Bless them. Look at them. That becomes a conscious effort. Amen. I want you when you come to church to be conscious about, hey, today's the day of the Lord. I'm going to rejoice, but I'm also here to be a blessing too. Amen. Lord, let me bless your people. Well, what if you're thinking about that before you come? You'll tend to do that. Come on. Some things you got to think ahead for. So, Lord, I'm going to put my mind into service. Lord, make my mind sharp. Now, hopefully there isn't a time in your life that your mind was more sharp than it is now. Sometimes it gets a little dull as you get, you know, a little bit older. But sometimes you got to focus and say, no, my mind is going to be sharp. Now, somebody said we only use 10% of our brains. I don't. I use 100% of mine. I refuse to have that. If I got 100% brain up there, I'm going to use 100% of it. Say amen. Come on, don't cancel yourself out. No, I'm going to use every part of my brain. You want to use 10%, fine. I'm going to use 100% of my brain. Come on. Say amen. All right? I'm going to use 100% of your brain. When Jesus said, I want you to love people. Now notice that if we got him upon our minds, then people become on our minds. Because you can't love God and not love people. Jesus said, how can you love me? You see, you love me, but hate your brethren. We have to look at it and say, but it's got to be there. Now, all of us have been in times where, like, we've had to deal with a situation. Amen? I mean, sometimes the bigger the family, the more the issues. Yes or no? How many ever had to have patience with your own family? Like, that's just praise the Lord. Amen? You just grit it. You go, thank you, Jesus. Let me see your hand if you're talking to you. How many knows it comes out of your mouth, too, what you have to do? Oh, no one wants to talk about this. Listen to me. Sometimes it's easy to love the Lord God, but sometimes it's a little more of a struggle to love people. True? But you got to have that love tank full. Now, it's not just a matter of like casual. No, I'm going to be a blessing today. That's my thought in my heart. That's what I'm going to do. So my mind is engaged with my spirit. I believe all of us can enter in greater if we put away all the other thoughts. Lord, help me. Amen? Sometimes in my own heart, I have to do this. No, I'm not thinking about anything else. This is the time to worship the Lord. Amen? And I'm not talking about everyone else. It's me. No, everything else can wait. This is God time. This is God time. Then my mind is going to be engaged in that. If you're dealing with a lot of situations, listen to me, it can weigh on you. Amen? You can walk out of service not even know what I even spoke about. Sometimes I may quiz you too. Hey, what did I preach about? Jesus? Yeah, yeah. Got that one down. Hopefully you'll get a little more than that. That's good. It's a good start. But when I'm looking at it, I know this for a fact. If my wife wants to hear me say I love her, I just can't think it. And if you say it, all of a sudden the words have to have something backing it up for meaning. If we say we love God, do we back what that meaning up? Come on, we have to be there. Oh Lord, I love you. Really, you're backing it up. Then demonstrate that area. I know if I can get my mind and my heart engaged in my love with God, I'm unstoppable. You know what? You're not swayed. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. But if you're not fully persuaded, somebody else will persuade you otherwise. And it's amazing to me what some people used to stand for. They don't stand for anything anymore. Do you know the world is after the church to defeat it, to bring it down, to make Jesus look like a fool? We got to stand firm in these days. Everything is out there. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Listen, if somebody pickets this church, then we'll go out and make them hot chocolate. Say amen. Amen. We'll bless them. Hell, okay, maybe we'll take a food order too. What do you guys need? Come on, the Bible says that, listen, the wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. Oh, I can go down that road. When I look at Jesus, now, what if you say you love and you demonstrate? Does words ever match what your actions are? When that happens, how many knows it means something? Now, if Ron tells you, Dawn, he loves you, and you that demonstrates, that means something to you, true? How many times do you think about him? That's good. All day long, true? That hunk of a guy right there, amen? You think about him, true? All day long. She thinks about him all day. And I kind of believe it. Ron tells me that Don just falls all over me, man. He's, can't help it. I know, I understand. But that's the truth about it. Notice that there's more than just one thought. Now, let's be honest, everyone here. There's been times in our life that we haven't cracked the Word of God open. There's been times that we went through the whole day and maybe not have a real consecrated time of prayer. Let me see your hand if that's honesty. How many ever came back to us and say, like, I'm missing this. I need this. See, that's part of that area where, like, no, that area can only be filled by the Lord. And there's a private place in your spirit that's just where God resides. But I have to be mindful of that. Sometimes we got to shake ourselves and say, you know what? My thinking is what? Oh, Lord, I'm going to move with you. Amen? We all know that Matthew 3, verse 8 says this, therefore bear much fruit worthy of repentance. Well, I cannot have an unregenerated mind and bear all that God wants me to do in fruit. I can't. I got to have both working in me. As a fruitful tree, you know what? You start to recognize. You start to be conscious of those things. And you want to make sure that there's no weeds there. Right? Tending to your own spiritual garden requires effort. John 15, verse 16 says this, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask in my Father's name, He'll give it to you. Notice that when you become fruitful in these areas, God will answer your prayers. Because then you start to pray according to the will of God. And you know every prayer prayed according to the will of God will be answered? Yes and amen. Too many times we spend it on the lust of our flesh too much. Why don't we pray, Lord, your kingdom come. Lord, you be blessed. Yeah. And I know this for a fact. It's like a boomerang. You give what God has for you, boom, it comes back on your life. Yeah. Yes, amen? Yeah. You know what? In this church, there's some hardworking folks. There are. Yeah. And I'm looking at them here. Look, you put your hand to that plow. I'm not looking back. Because when I start to look back, I start to think about other things. I start to miss the mark. And believe me, anybody who does any archery has realized that muscle memory is important, but if I don't aim, I don't hit it. Amen? You start to focus in. And believe me, if you've ever went some type of hunting, it gets a little bit, your heart rate goes up. Things are happening, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, Lord, I want to make sure I'm hitting the mark every time. Amen. If I'm off a little bit, I'm going to make that adjustment. I mean, it was a little bit here, it was a mile down the road. Yeah. Now, how many here have ever walked away from the Lord? You had a time that you were backslidden. Let me see your hand. Okay, during that time, was it glorious? I mean, it was empty, wasn't it? Yeah. How many ever felt like you should come back, but you're like, oh, you got convicted even about that? Okay, three of you. But how many ever came back and you said, man, the love of God's still there. Why was I such a bonehead in staying out? Sometimes you really got to look at our own life and speak to ourselves. That's the only time it's good to shake yourself up and say, what am I doing? Amen? If you think about the world is not helping me live for Christ. It's not. Everything you look at, and if you want to get depressed, just watch the news for a half hour. My gosh, sometimes it's unbelievable. But today's the day what? The Lord has made, I will. Then I'm going to make that conscious effort. I'm going to start to focus in on what is right. And you know what? If people are on your heart, the Lord's on your heart, I believe you'll have a fruitful day. It says this in John 15, verse 5. You are the vine. I'm sorry, I'm the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And without me, you can do nothing. Now, we've all seen vines grow. He's that main area there. But we're that offshoot. And you know what? The trunk supplies, but it doesn't provide the fruit. Now, has anybody ever seen watermelons grow before? Or cucumbers? Have you ever seen them kind of branch out? They get a little flower on that end, and soon all of a sudden there's a little bit of what it's supposed to be growing, whether it's a pickle or a fruit or some type of melon. And now you want that to grow. And it's amazing that little bitty vine can make a huge pumpkin or a watermelon. True? So as long as you're connected to that, you know what? You'll produce what you're supposed to. It's not hard in Christianity. But sometimes we just like, well, I don't know. Well, I don't care about it. And we let the weeds grow up in our environment and it chokes out the fruit. One pickle is not enough. You need a whole bunch. One tomato is not enough. You need a whole bunch. Amen? Our life needs to be so fruitful that when we come into service, if you need love, there's enough for you, there's enough for you, there's enough for you, there's enough for you. Not for you, enough for you, enough for you, enough for you. Amen? There's enough for all of us. How many of us, we can be that fruitful? If we're that fruitful, how many of us that's producing, we're thinking about it, it's working in us, we can really be a blessing. And then when I go back to God, who's the source, He gives me everything that the vine needs. Amen? The nutrients are always there. And all of a sudden, one little plant all of a sudden is producing 100-fold more than what you planted. That's how the church is supposed to be. The church should not be barren cupboards. It should be a fruitful vine. It should be something that when somebody comes to service, there's so much of that they can die no matter how much they need. I really believe that more of the world's going to come in and they're going to look for some love. Hear me on this. They're going to look for some people who have a sound mind. Oh, come on. They need to find it in the house of God. Well, if we're doing what we're supposed to do, we will be there in spirit. Hope this is good this morning. When I look at Jesus, being fruitful makes us just like Him. Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness, and faithfulness. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I started off the message, Jesus thinks about you more than the sands of the sea. Oh, Lord, let me think half as much about you today. Amen? If my mind is set on Him, you know what? Distractions begin to drop off. It really does. And then He gives you the strength to face any situation. You're there because you have the mind of Christ. Listen, we need to do things with peace. I said we need to have the peace of God ruling in us. How can I have that if my mind isn't word-ruled? If I'm just walking carnal in my nature, then what's happening is my spirit wants to serve the Lord, but with my flesh, I'm way out there. Now, I can't free you from the flesh, but you can sure bring it under subjection. Amen? Now, how many of you have ever been angry before? How many have ever been double-dog angry? Spitting nails angry? Let me see your hand, okay? Ephesians 4, verse 26, be angry and don't sin. Don't let your sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. I know this for a fact. Emotions will cause this mouth to engage. Yay or nay? And how many realize sometimes, Lord, I still got some stuff I need to get out of there. When you're tested in those arenas, you find out what's surfacing. Just biting your tongue is not enough. Just because you didn't say it didn't mean you didn't think it. How many want to do neither? Amen? Jesus was naked and unashamed. When they rebelled against Him, He didn't speak anything back because it wasn't in Him. I want to get to that level. I haven't arrived yet. But Lord, empty that out, that my response even isn't negative in that area. Amen? And you know, speaking the truth in love today is going to make somebody upset. There's no doubt about it. But when I get angry, it's amazing to me what shifts in. That nature seems to rise up, and this mouth seems to engage that real quick. Am I the only one? How many want your mouth still to engage what your spirit speaks? Then, Lord, I want to work that out. There's a process. Dying to self is a process. It's a daily grind. I know that every morning my flesh resurrects. Amen? But I'm not going to give any place for the enemy. If I can start to deal with that area, see, you know what? He's not going to have room in my thought life. He's not going to have room in my actions. And you know what? I don't leave him no room. If he has no room, he's got to go. When you're tempted by what's in you. It's just true. You're drawn away by your own lust. Now, some things may not be a temptation to you, but other things may be to another person. But whatever it is, you're drawn into that. That area there needs to be crucified. We need to work on that. But it needs to be an effort consciously too. Amen? You just can't say, well, I'll get around to it. No, you got to look at it and say, I'm going to deal with this. It's not mind over matter. It's Holy Ghost transformation. It's not dropping one thing to pick up another. It's like total work in me. You ever notice when you really get serious with God, things change and happen? Why don't we do that always? Why do we tolerate some things? Why do we stay one more night with the frogs and we don't have to? Amen? In Romans 8, verse 34, it says this, who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died and furthermore has risen? It's he who sits at the right hand of God who always makes intercession for us? Now think about this. If I'm going to pray for people, I have to think about who they are. Amen? Then if God lays on my heart an individual, I need to engage this about them. If he continually makes intercession for me, that means he's continually thinking about me and I'm on his heart. Isn't that cool? He forever lives to make intercession for us. That means if we sin, we can go to him, Lord, forgive me. It's wiped clean. We can move on. But can you imagine Jesus going, you know what? I'll forgive you, but I really don't have time right now. Don't die in that condition, but I'll get to you. Aren't you so glad that in an instant he'll forgive you right then? I love that. When people are close to you on your heart, instantly you'll deal with the situation. When you make it a distant relationship, you'll get around to it. And don't do this. Don't promise somebody you're going to call them and don't do it. Don't do that. Your word is your word. And if you don't have that, what do you got anyways? Do what you've promised. Swear against your hurt. That means if it's going to cost you because you said it, then still do it. Okay. When you operate in intercession, I can't think of anybody who doesn't think about somebody when they pray. But can you imagine your heart and your life shifting gear, Lord, and praying according to the will of God? I want a church like that. I want you to be available anytime, anywhere. The Lord can lay on your heart and you'll pray effectively for it. Last night, I was in my time of prayer, and the Lord spoke to me and said, there are people who are interceding for service tonight. You know how encouraged that is to hear that from the Lord? It's like so cool. It's like all of a sudden in my prayer life, it's like all this that I had to battle is being battled by a whole bunch of other people. I just love that. Amen? I can focus in on back where I need to because my job just doesn't stop on a Sunday. I guarantee you that. Amen? When I operate in intercession, that means God's given a ministry of it. How many of us is the ministry of intercession? You didn't get saved without it, and neither will others. Now, we're all called to pray. Somebody has that gift to travail, but we're all called to pray for one another. Jesus said, I live to pray for you, Hebrews 7:25. Then we also need to live for others. Now, how many want my whole attention when I'm praying for you? Amen? Okay, if you came to the altar here, I need two volunteers. Jeff, you're one. Thank you. Jake, come on up here. All right? Stand right there. Now, you need to get saved, and you're okay. All right? Now, what if these both came up and have legitimate needs, but I pay no attention to this, and I only think about this? How long will it take for him to figure it out? Quick, true? Like within an instant, true? So the Lord's got to gift you an ability. No, I care about both needs. Amen? I'm hoping my brother will wait just for a minute in patience as I deal with the need that is relevant. Then I'll deal with this situation. But both are important. True? If you don't care about it, you'll do just one and not both. Come on. Lord, I want to do both. I know Jesus could come into a room, and if he had to deal with the situation, he would acknowledge everybody here and still deal with that. That's how he's like. Amen? Now, what if we said, no, bro, why don't you come stand with me here? Amen? Now we're both engaged because his heart is the same heart I have about this need. And I'll still pray for his needs too. True? Isn't that a church? Amen. I'm thinking of others better than myself. I'm putting them first. Because I love God first, then I'm going to love people. Now, do you believe the Lord can move in this situation? I believe all three of us can get ministered to. Are you with me? Thank you, Jeff. Glad you got saved today. Put your hands. Jeff got saved. Glory to God. I'm going to have you for Jeff. Amen. Jeff started off this morning an offering about bringing up your gifts. You have to think about even what you give. You have to be mindful. Say amen. How many of you got to say, you know what? This belongs to the Lord. It's a conscious effort. I'm going to put him, his portion here. You have to be mindful of those things. If you do, Jesus said this, if you're faithful with unrighteous mammon, I'll give you the true riches of the kingdom. Too many people want all these things, yet they're not faithful with just a little. Be faithful with what's unrighteous, and God will give you more. I mean, that's just a true thing. I know this for the fact. The best gifts of the Spirit are on the low shelf. And the only way you can find those is on your knees. Humility positions you to see what you need to see. Amen? Is God good? If you want to know where that's at, that's Luke 16, verses 10 through 12. When I look at a faithful man abounds in blessings. I said a faithful man abounds in blessings. Then Lord, let me have the heart for humanity. As I love you, let me love people. Let me consider them. Let them be upon my heart and mind. Not just when I shift in on Sundays, but every day, let me be a blessing. If you can't do nothing for anyone else, you can sure pray for them. You can do something, but if I'm not thinking about it, I'm not engaged. Amen? I want this mind to work with this spirit because it's renewed. There's something there when somebody gets dogged, God, I'm not leaving till you bless me. Lord, I'm getting to you and I'm going to get healed. Everybody who takes that step in Scripture, something always happens. And then what you couldn't do, man, God just comes through. He'll answer your prayers. He'll give you that peace. Come on, we live in a sin-cursed world. I know that for a fact. There are things that affect us. Our bodies break down. These tents get holes in them. Amen? It's just true. But while we're here, my testimony is I want to have a good journey. And then when I'm done, he can take me home. Amen? Everybody with me? Now, if you're loving God and you're loving people, there's a whole lot going on up there. You think the Lord can help direct your day? Paul Youngie Cho says, I got so much to do, I need to spend another hour in prayer. Say amen. How many of that's a reality? There are times where the Lord can open us up, give you favor with this person, make that happen. No one can't do that. No, the Lord works that out. This changes. Boom, 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 boom. God will do it for you. He can bring every deal your way. For you ladies, he can bring every sale your way. Yes or no? Oh, I've always needed that. Amen? Now, this is for you husbands in here. What does she really want? What does she really want? Besides Pyrex, all right? My wife likes those dishes. We got dishes everywhere in my house. Amen? There's dishes in the living room. There's dishes in the kitchen, obviously. There's dishes in the hallway. But they're all good. But she likes that. Amen? My wife likes the dishes, so when I go out, I look for them. Oh, what a great husband you are. Thank you. There we go. All right. But what does she really want? What does she really want? And whatever that is, if you're mindful of that, you'll accomplish that. What does the Lord want? That you walk uprightly. He says that the greatest command is to love me with everything you got. Your life will be found in that. Do we ever realize we're the created ones and he's the creator? And since he's the creator, my whole goal is to please him. I can do whatever I want. I have a free will, but I've chosen to please the Lord. you won't miss. You'll never miss being that right. Amen? Now, does anybody have any animals in here? Dogs, cats, pets, gophers, rats, whatever you like. How many have an animal or had an animal sometime in your life? You ever notice they require work? Yes or no? I don't care what kind of animal they are. Even fish require work. Sometimes a lot of work. Okay? All right? Now, when you have an animal, you have to feed it, water it, and if it needs to go outside, you need to be mindful of that. It's like having another small child in your home. Yes or no? They can communicate just very little bit, and they kind of figure it out. I'm just kind of glad they don't talk. Could you imagine the things they tell us? Man. But if I'm not mindful of where's the dog, how many of the dog's probably into something? I remember one time I had some brand new shoes, brand new leather shoes, brand new tennis shoes, brand new boots. And I didn't see the dog for a little while. I'm like, man, where's the dog at? I went in the laundry room. Oh, tore every one of the heels off, every single one. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about chewing the seams right off. You can't even slip, they're like slippers now. And I looked at the dog, I'm like, ugh! I had a moment, amen? Now, I didn't beat the dog, but I told him, you're a bad dog, amen? And you ever have them look at you like, what? And then they wag their tail like, ain't no thing. What's your problem, amen? And that got me madder, because the dog had no clue, thought I was praising him. Look, no, don't chew this anymore, amen? I'm bearing my soul here. Thank you, Jesus. So we got through that phase. But I always had to be mindful of where he was and what he was doing, even as he got older. It never goes away. Then let's engage that area. If we know in heaven we're going to be totally pure and all those, nothing defiles will be there, then Lord, help me now. Amen? I don't have any problem with people saying you're going to serve people forever. When you get there, that's what heaven's like, servanthood. But what about now? What about now when I have to deal with my selfish nature? When every thought is different than what God has? Lord, let me have what is right. Amen? How many want to walk that through? Did you get anything out of this morning? Let's do this, church. Let's do it. Let's be those people. Jesus said, feed my sheep, then feed the sheep. Bless the sheep. Work it out with fear and trembling. Amen? Amen. Father, thank you for this time together. That Lord Jesus, you said it's clear to love you with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And then, Lord, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, help us to be engaged in our thinking process about people and mostly about you. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, when a million thoughts filter in that we just shake ourselves. No, this is the Lord's time. I want to give it my all. My hands are lifted, but my mind and heart need to be engaged too. Help me, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those that may have a battle going on. How many have a battle raging in the mind even now? Okay, many of you. Lord, I speak peace in these situations. Lord, the peace of God that passes understanding to guard their heart and mind. Lord, let us be fully engaged in you, fully persuaded that, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Now bless your people as they go. Give them traveling mercies as they travel, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.